So, what is this?
The chair.
What is it?
It's a piece of wood.
Okay. Piece of wood.
Tree.
Chair.
Something you can say, huge.
Okay. Chair, you mean?
Okay. It's energy. Mm-hmm.
If there was a 6-month-old child, or let's say there is a woodpecker, the bird, how that entity would identify this as? A chair or wood?
Wood.
An ant?
Wood.
So a human being identifies, some of them identified it as wood, some said chair.
Both of them are true.
So the reality is wood, not chair.
No.
Chair is a perception.
But look at it through a very strong microscope.
Yes.
You're not gonna see.
We're going to get to that. We'll get to that. But at this level right now, we're going slowly towards there. So one aspect of reality is it's universal. If it is not same for all, it's not real. It's a perception. It's an illusion. An ant, a woodpecker, a human being, a 6-month-old child, all experience this as wood. It's wood. You can feel its hardness, softness, right? It's same for all, right? So chair is just a mental concept. It's just a name given to a particular form of wood, right? The reality is wood. So one aspect of reality is it has to be universal. The second aspect is it has to be experiential. If you cannot experience it, then it's not real. Right? How a woodpecker experiences this as wood, he's experiencing it. Right? How we experience this as wood. Chair is more like a mental construct, more like a concept, not an experience. I'll give you an example. By the way, this all may sound a bit dim-witted, but just bear with me. It's going to lead to something really profound. United States, or India, or China, or America, Brazil, is that real or a piece of land is real?
A piece of land is real. The names are given for us to identify chair as a chair, or
right.
Country as a country, right. Or which country,
so
or
those
piece
are,
of land we are talking about.
Right. Those are simply means of identification. Mental constructs, concepts. Right? Mm-hmm. The real thing is piece of land. Because a bird flying in the sky will experience it as piece of land. A child crossing the border between two countries will experience it as piece of land. We experience it as piece of land. We just give it a name. China, India, America. What happens when you forget the reality that it is piece of land and get hooked on to the mental concept or identification that this is Pakistan, this is India? What happens?
Lots of opinions.
Conflict. When we forget reality, conflict arises, period.
Separateness,
identification, right? Imagine if everybody, Israelis and Jordanians or Palestinians, Indians, Pakistanis, Taiwanese and Chinese, if they were to look at reality, which is piece of land, then a nation. Nation is just a geopolitical concept. It's a mental construct. It's not reality. Is Columbia River, Arkansas River, Ganges, Niles, is that a reality or water is? Water. Everybody experiences water as water. A fish, you, bird, whatever.
We don't know.
They experience water, right? They're in there, they're experiencing it. They don't know whether it is Arkansas River or Columbia River or Ganges or Nile. How many wars have been fought because of rivers?
Yeah.
many wars. I'm a civil engineer, I've studied the history and how much suffering there is because we forget the reality and get hooked on to identification. And then we add more layers and layers of identification. For example, Ganges. It's just flow of water. When you consider it as some divine river and then take a dip in it, assuming that you are going to cleanse your soul, right? What happens? Instead of cleansing the real thing, you pollute the water, right? Because you think it is something divine, some power or whatever it is going to cleanse me of my sins. The moment you run away from reality, you are trapped into delusion, you know. It's just flow of water, there is no difference between. Now, why it is flow of water, why that is the reality? Because of these two principles. It is experienced as water and it is universal for all beings. An alien, let's say, visiting us from some remote planet, he doesn't know this is Columbia River, this is Nile, but he knows this is water. He will identify it as water, right? An American, Indian, Chinese, Japanese, is that real or human being is real? Right? What happens when we forget that? We kill each other, we create so much suffering. It's experiential, it's universal. Human being, right? For you, for a dog, or for a bacteria, right? Bacteria doesn't know whether you're an Indian or American or, you know. Right? Now the real thing is, body, mind, consciousness is real, or I is real? Body is experiential, you can sense it, right? It's universal. Body is body, right? Everybody can experience it in the same way. Mind is experiential. You can experience thoughts. Anybody who doesn't think, right? We can feel feelings. It's real because it can be experienced. But when you say it is my mind or it's I, it's a perception because it is not experiential, it is not universal. When we realize that, then fantastic things start happening.
So, well, I think that's the way we use language, saying I.
Right.
How would you represent yourself, what you are saying or how you are communicating?
It's just a mode of communication, identification, quantification, qualification. But the problem arises when we get hooked onto it, right? All these are layers of delusion. And that's what Maya is all about. Or in Pali they call it Mara. You study Pali, right? Yeah, so Mara or Maya. Maya is nothing but layers of non-reality. Yeah. Imagine what would have happened if Hitler was in touch with reality. He thought Jews was reality, Aryans was reality. Right? It's just a racial identification. The reality is human being. Not Jews or Aryans or Germans, right? What happened at 9/11? Right? If you remember that you are a human being and not Muslim or Christian or Hindu or, right? What would happen to the world? So if everybody were to remove these layers of identification, racial identification, religious identification, national identification, we talked about that, communal identification, There's so much communal violence in India, you know, Muslim versus Hindu, you know. They are hooked onto that identification. They are plugged into the matrix. Matrix is kind of a new age term for Maya, Mara, you know. What's the difference between that person and you? Both are human beings, but you forget that and you're hooked on to religious concept. All Jews, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, it's a religious identification, it's a religious concept, a mental construct. It's not reality. Indian, Asian, American, it's a national concept. It's a concept. We have just come up with some mode of identification for convenience. But we then get hooked on to it. That's when the problem begins. Family identification, husband, wife, brother, sister. It's just an identification. It's not real. The real thing is human being. All are human beings. Same with gender. And then ultimately, ego, sense of I.
I think because of ego, all these layers are occurring.
Absolutely.
So cause is ego, you know.
Or you can say that all these layers of identification, which is Maya, Mara, they are the protective armor of the ego. Both ways it is. One is ego is the root cause, sense of self. Delusion, that's the root cause for all these identifications. And all these layers are the protective armor of the ego. Unless we peel off these layers, we can't get to the reality. We cannot eradicate the ego unless we eradicate all these layers of delusion.
What about in the family, because of genetics, it seems like that should be, I don't know, it seems like it should be somehow different because it keeps...
Your genetic code and my genetic code, and we talked about that, it's identical, ditto.
No. Like a first cousin's marrying or a brother marrying a sister, you would have to have those labels to keep the genetic...
Right.
So that seems that that label would be more...
There is no problem in using labels, names, mental concepts for convenience, for doing business. The problem starts when you get hooked onto it, you know? That means...
Cause separateness?
Right, okay. Separateness. Okay. So, this person is my cousin and the neighbor is not. So, the way you deal with your cousin is different from the way you deal with your neighbor. Right.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, his cousin, there is blood relationship. That's for convenience, that's for family business. But that's about it. Knowing that the reality is not that, but that all beings are same.
Okay.
So understanding mental concepts, identification as Maya is very important. Many people say that everything is Maya, everything is illusion. That's not true. Body is body, it's real, it exists. The six senses exist. Mind is mind, it's a phenomenon, non-material phenomenon. It exists. It has its own intrinsic nature, its function. It is experiential, it is universal. But the images, the names that we derive from real things don't exist. It's just a name. Chair is just a name. Reality is wood. You know? It's very subtle, you know? But if you really were to penetrate this, there will be a sudden moment of enlightenment. Just flash of enlightenment. There are two types of reality. One is conditional and then unconditional. Realities that are conditioned are conditional, and that are beyond conditions are unconditional. There are three types of conditional realities: body, mind, and consciousness. Body is conditioned by mind, right? Mind is conditioned by body. Consciousness is conditioned by body and mind. They all condition each other. They are interdependent. So those are conditional realities. And then there is unconditional reality, which is beyond all these, body, mind, consciousness. which is not conditioned by body, mind and consciousness. Enlightenment, for example, wisdom, truth,